We expect a big happening in Kenyan parliament because the motion to impeach the deputy president of Kenya, Mr. Rigathi Gachagua, is going to be tabled in Kenyan parliament. The Kenyan constitution provides for the process to remove or impeach the deputy president. In Kenya, we have the National Assembly and the Senate. So they have power to impeach the deputy president.
What is the biggest criticism that President Ruto or his supporters have against the deputy president Gachagua, for which he's going to be impeached?
The deputy president Gachagua is accused of being behind the recent protest in the country, the protest that led to touching and banning a section of parliament. So Mr. Gachagua first is accused of being behind this protest. He and a section of members of parliament who are allied to him are accused of funding this protest. That is one. The second one is that Mr. Gachagua is accused of using his office to abet corruption by awarding himself or influencing awarding of tenders worth billions to his own advantage. Thirdly, he's accused of disrespecting the president. For the last 2-3 days, Mr. Gachagua has been imploring the president to have members of parliament allied to the ruling coalition, United Democratic Alliance, and the opposition Orange Democratic Movement to ensure that he's not impeached because the president controls numbers in parliament. And should the impeachment motion be tabled in parliament, automatically it's going to be impeached.
Now, this friction between President Ruto and his deputy, to what degree does it have to do with the elections coming up in 2027?
Thank you very much. This particular impeachment debate has a lot to do with Kenyan election in 2027. One, first of all, because the Kenyan constitution ensures that a president and his running mate are elected under one ticket, but the constitution provides for the impeachment of a president separately and the deputy separately. And that is what the president is pushing for, impeachment of Mr. Gachagua. When it comes to 2027 election, is that Mr. Gachagua comes from one of the most popular ethnic communities in Kenya. It's called the Kikuyu community that voted overwhelmingly for the president. But it seems Mr. Ruto has got a new friend. Mr. Ruto is now working with the veteran opposition leader, Raila Odinga. Raila Odinga comes from western part of Kenya, from a community called the Luo. So for the last few months, the president seems to be focusing his attention to work with Mr. Odinga in 2027. And there's a talk that Gachagua's replacement, although it might still come from his own ethnic Kikuyu community, Mr. Ruto is looking to work with Mr. Odinga, who has strained his eyes in the African Union chairmanship seat.